Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about CERT, Community Emergency Response Teams, and how they helped in places like Cedar Rapids following the derecho.
CERT, C-E-R-T, is Community Emergency Response Team, and a few counties in our area have an established CERT team, and they are a team of trained volunteers who are at the ready when disaster strikes. So, like, Mahaska County has a very well-established CERT team, and they were out the day after the storm, and they were basically clearing debris in some of the counties that were hardest hit. So they've been out with chainsaws, cutting up trees and hauling them away and helping out the counties that surround them. We also saw Johnson County has a CERT team as well, and one of the tasks that they undertook was after the majority of the debris was cleared and it was clear enough that like public works and secondary roads could handle that, they were out distributing things that people who were affected by the storms would need. So they were distributing ice. It was one of the big things that they were handing out. So they got pallets of ice from some of our local grocery stores and were giving those to people who had been affected by power outages so that they could hopefully keep their food from spoiling in their fridges. And they were also giving out bottled waters because, of course, when this happened, it was warmer than it is now. So everybody needed water. And they were also distributing, like, Hy-Vee box lunches and anything that got donated, they were able to help distribute.
And does Washington County have a CERT team?
We have started the process. We've got about six people who have been through they've completed the training.
And if there are people in Washington County who are interested in being on the Washington County CERT team, what do they need to do?
They can reach out to me and let me know that they're interested. And at some point, once we, you know, kind of get back to normal, we will hold another training session. It's like 4 days of training, and you go through training on basic first aid, storm debris management. CERT is a great tool to have when, especially in rural communities, when your first responders are overwhelmed. They're people that can go out and help in their neighborhoods. Even if they're not activated as a team, they still have skills that are very worthwhile that can help out just in their own neighborhood or in their own household so that they know what they should do in the aftermath of a disaster and how best to go about doing it.
And that led right into my next question was, how does this help alleviate some of the responsibilities for our law enforcement officers, our firefighters, paramedics?
So when we have a large-scale disaster like the derecho that hit, it covered such a wide area that all the first responders throughout eastern Iowa were pretty much overwhelmed. There was so much damage. There was so much going on that there's not enough people who have the training and the equipment to be able to do everything that needs to be done, which delays it getting done. So the more people we have who understand the concept of how the first responders work and how they can be helpful, it's great to have just a team that you can call up when there's a call for volunteers that, you know, if we needed volunteers, the CERT people would be my first call because they know what to do, and they can also be in charge of other volunteers who haven't been through the training so that there's a trained leader in every group of volunteers that would be out helping in our area.
So it kind of helps divide and conquer the tasks that need to be taken to recover.
Exactly.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen talking about CERT, how Washington County is establishing a team, and how those teams can help in recovery, like following the derecho. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.